12H.
President Jimmy Carter is known for his generous nature. He has overseen elections in developing countries and brokered peace accords. Since his presidency, he and his wife Rosalind have immersed themselves in the organization Habitat for Humanity so much that people have come to think of it as his organization. But this organization, devoted to building or rehabilitating homes for those in need, was actually started in 1976 by Millard and Linda Fuller. The Fullers left a wealthy lifestyle in Montgomery, Alabama, to begin a life devoted to Christian service. They started partnership housing, where those in need worked right alongside volunteers to build simple, inexpensive homes. There was to be no profit made and no interest charged. The building fund was to be a revolving fund for others and would come from the new homeowner's house payments as well as gifts of money given by those who felt they had more than they needed. This project was never intended to be a handout, but rather a working partnership between the volunteers and the new homeowners. Jimmy and Rosalind Carter became involved in Habitat for Humanity in 1984, bringing the organization national and international recognition. For example, the Carters work side by side with the volunteers and new homeowners on the Jimmy Carter Work Project in New York City, and doubtlessly their involvement has spread awareness of this generous organization and inspired many to volunteer or donate. The work of Habitat for Humanity has touched many people. Since its beginning, Habitat for Humanity has built over 150,000 homes in over 3,000 communities all over the world. In short, Habitat for Humanity has brought hope for over 600,000 needy people in the form of a very basic need that many take for granted: affordable housing.